Father, we thank you tonight. We know that you are the God of wonders, the God of power. With you tonight, we know that all things are possible. You are the God who has not changed. Because you remain forever the same. Your love is still the same. Your power is still the same. Your wonders still the same. Your promises still the same. And with you, we have the confidence and the faith. Now whatever you've done in the past, you are able to do today. Lord Jesus, we thank you because we know you are here. According to your promise, where two or three are gathered, your name, you are there in their midst. And we know you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Glorify yourself in every life tonight in Jesus' name. Holy Ghost, Spirit of the living God, the power of heaven in the church. We're asking, Lord, that you roll mountains away today in Jesus' name. The supernatural signs will follow us tonight. Touch every life. Turn our lives around. Transform everyone. Thank you because we know you have answered. Do wonders in every life. Thank you, Lord, for the answer. In Jesus' name. We pray. Give me a good head. Do state amen before you sit down. Thank you very much. Sit down in the blessing of the Lord. Tonight, as you understand, we come because we know God has promised something. He has promised you in particular showers of blessing. He's promised your family. He's promised your community. He's promised our state. He's promised everyone that is here tonight. Showers of blessing. I think you've heard that before. We've sung it in our singing. Showers of blessing. Showers of blessing. Mercy drops and around us are falling. But for the showers we plead. Did you know that that is in the Bible? That God promised us the showers in the Bible. And every word of God is fulfilled. When you come, you hear that word. You understand that word. You look at that word, you expound that word to yourself. That's what he said. He said it. I believe it. And because of that, I know it's done. I'm coming to Ezekiel chapter 34. Ezekiel chapter 34. And I'm reading from verse 26. And you'll see how the Lord himself gives us the promise. In Ezekiel chapter 34 verse 26. It says, and I will make them and the places round about my heel a blessing. That's the Almighty God talking. That's the one that cannot fail talking. That's the Creator Redeemer talking to us. That's the source of all blessings talking to us. It comes with salvation. It comes with blessing. It comes with healing. It comes with deliverance. It comes with a turning around in your life. And it says, I will. I'm sure you understand when a mighty man says I will, even in our world. A puny person, a pygmy cannot come and say no, you cannot. And when God says I will, there is not a devil from the pit of hell that can say no, you cannot. There's no Satan that can say no, you cannot. There's no demon that can say no, you cannot. When God says I will, there is no power of darkness that can say no, you cannot. Your life tonight, the Lord is saying I will. In your family tonight, the Lord is saying, I will. He's going to do something he has decided. It says a blessing is for you tonight.
It says,
and I will make them. And the blessings round about my heel a blessing. Look at this, and I will cause the shower to come down in its season. I will cause the shower to come down in its season. And then it says, at the end of that verse, it says, there shall be showers of blessing. Upon your life tonight, there shall be showers of blessing. Your family tonight, there will be showers of blessing. As you come to the Lord tonight, and you say, yes, Lord, I come. I come with faith. I come with confidence. I come expecting. I come knowing that I know that I know you cannot fail. Those showers of blessing will come upon your life in Jesus' name.
He
says there will be showers. And when the showers are falling, it's getting to you there. I said it's getting to you there. The Bible puts it in another way. Showers, you understand, when there are showers, then we have a great rain. Hosea chapter 6, I'm reading from verse 3. Hosea chapter 6, verse 3. It says, then shall we know. You see, what God does is for your experience. It says, we're not just overhearing it somewhere. This is not hearsay. This is not theory. This is not somebody said. He said, tonight, by personal experience, you will know. You'll know the salvation of the Lord tonight. You know the healing of the Lord tonight. You will know the power of the Lord tonight. Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. We follow through. That the Lord is creator. That the Lord is miracle worker. That the Lord is savior. That the Lord is healer. That the Lord is deliverer. That the Lord is a redeemer. It says, the moment I say I want to know, I want to experience, I want to have, I want to possess. It says, then shall ye know. Then shall ye experience. Then shall ye have. You will taste the Lord tonight that the Lord is good. I say you'll taste the Lord tonight that the Lord is good. It says, then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. His going forth is prepared as the morning. His going forth is prepared as the morning. What does that mean? It means you sleep tonight. You know surely tomorrow morning will come. Whatever happens, whatever does not happen, tomorrow morning will come. Whether there is running in the sea or a thunder in the valley, you know that whatever happens, whatever does not happen, tomorrow morning will come. You're sure that you know. You can tell anybody. I'm sure if I'm not sure of any other thing, tomorrow morning is coming. You know what the Bible is telling us? It's saying it's going forth. It's going forth to save. It's going forth to heal. It's going forth to deliver. Will be as the morning that always comes. We're sure tonight the Lord is coming forth unto you. He's coming forth unto you to bless you. Then look at this now. And he shall come unto us as the rain. That's it. As the showers. He, the Redeemer, shall come. He, the Healer, shall come. He, your Deliverer, shall come. As the rain, you cannot stop the miracle coming tonight. It's coming upon your head. It's coming upon your life. It's coming in your family. And it says, as the latter and the former rain unto the earth. We can have his blessings here on earth. We're going to have his blessings here on earth. We're going to have his blessing tonight. The Lord will come forth like the rain. Shower blessings upon your life. Miracles upon your life. Salvation upon your life. Restoration upon your life. Everything you have lost is coming back. But what are we going to do? How does that shower come? How does that rain come? How will the blessing come? Do you have anything to do? Or do I just fold my hands and say, God, you are a mighty God. Whatever you want to do, go ahead and do. Here am I. I want you to just do whatever you want to do. Does he have you doing anything? Does he demand that you do anything? Here we are at the crusade. You'll find somebody by your side there. If he's blind, the blind eyes will open. Give me a dose state, amen. If he's lame, when we pray, the lameness will vanish away. He'll rise up and walk. Incurable, long-standing sickness. Once we say, in Jesus' name, everything will vanish away. But are you going to be a spectator? I said, are you going to be in the clapping corner? Happening to other people, it will not happen to you there. It must happen to you. Somebody there said it must happen to you. What do you do? How do you position yourself? What attitude do you have? What confidence do you have? What duty do you have to perform? What steps do you take? Because I know a miracle is coming your way. Look at this now, Zechariah chapter 10 verse 1. I read it to you if you don't have your Bible there. It says, ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. It tells us there is a season of the latter rain. There is a season for the showers of blessing. And this is your day. This is your time. And it says now you have to do something. You will ask of the Lord. And the Lord is ready. In fact, it says it's the time of the latter rain. It's the time of salvation. It's the time of blessing. It's the time of the showers. It's the season for the spiritual rain to fall upon your life. And yet he says, even though it's the time, even though it's the season, he says, ask ye of the Lord in the time of the latter rain. So the Lord shall make bright clouds and give them showers of rain and give you showers of rain. I said give you showers of rain. Then it says to every one grass in the field. Is that universal? Is that impartial? You say it's coming to you, and there's no exception tonight. I rejoice with you tonight. He's going to bless you, and you will go home tonight with the blessing of the Lord in Jesus' name. I want to examine the scriptures with you tonight, and everything we read about in the Bible, every word of promise tonight is for you there. Every promise we read tonight is coming to you over there. Where's the person I'm talking about there? It's coming upon your life. You will connect with heaven. You will connect with power. And the promises of God will be yes and amen in your life. From tonight, your life will never be the same again. The rain is going to fall. The refreshing is coming. I'm talking to you on the appointed season of the latter rain.
The
appointed season of the latter rain.
What
do you see from the passages of scripture I read to you? That is the time of the latter rain.
It's
the time of showers of blessing.
It's
the time of God to rain down the supernatural from heaven upon your life. The season, the time, the period, this is the era, and it is the appointed season of the latter rain. And so you cannot say, well, I remain dry, I remain weary, I remain sinful, I remain sick, I remain tired, I remain hopeless, I remain helpless. The time has come. The time has come for the change in your life. It will happen to you. The appointed season, your own appointed season of the latter rain. Three things I'm looking at. Number one is the announcement. Number two is the agony. Number three is the abundance. Number one is the announcement of the latter rain. That's the promise of the latter rain. The Almighty God from heaven has announced. He said, the time has come. The time of the latter rain. He gives you the announcement. He says, get ready to come out of the weariness of your life. Get ready to come out of the dryness of your life. Get ready to come out of the desert. Get ready to come out of that wilderness, because as an announcement is reaching us from heaven, the announcement of the latter rain, the promise of the latter rain, this rain will fall tonight. Number two, the agony of the lost rain. The agony of the lost rain. When rain is lost, what can the farmers do? When rain is lost, what can the populace do? There is agony. There is drought. There is famine. There is sickness. There's contagious disease. Everybody is tired. Everybody is sweating. There is the agony of the lost rain. When there's no refreshing in your life, when there's no revival in your life, when you're pushing life and life is pushing you, when you're dragging life and life is dragging you, when it appears that there's nothing working in the farm, there's nothing working in the home, there's nothing working in your spiritual life, there's nothing working in your religious life, there's nothing working prayer, there's nothing working your fast, there's nothing working, and it appears there's no rain from heaven. Lost rain, the agony, the pain that comes as a result of that.
Well,
thank God, all that agony in your life, all the affliction in your life, all the suffering in your life, tonight is the night to roll everything away. If you believe that, say good amen. Number one is the announcement of the latter rain. Number two is the agony of the lost rain. Number three is the abundance of the Lord's rain. This is not a rain from man. It's coming from the Lord himself, the Lord of glory, the Lord of power, the Lord of promise, the Lord that never fails. This is rain. The showers coming from the Lord himself, the blessing coming from the Lord himself, and the outflow, the outpouring coming from the Lord himself. And he says, I'll pour it down. He says, I'll put it on you. He says, I'll shower it on you. He says, you will possess it. And he says, all the weariness will vanish away. He says, all the evil things will vanish away. The rain will come, a flood of rain. It will sweep away every dirty thing in your life, even tonight in Jesus' name. Abundance of the Lord's rain.
Come
on to number one. He's giving us the announcement. He's saying that tonight something is going to happen. I said tonight over there something is going to happen. My friend over there, something is going to happen. You have not seen this one before, you are going to see it today. This one is going to touch your life. It will be poured upon you mightily today. A flood of blessings. A flood of eternal riches. God brings upon your life today. The announcement. The proclamation of that latter rain. Deuteronomy chapter 11. There's something wonderful here. When that rain comes, not the natural rain, the supernatural rain. When that rain comes, not the natural rain, the spiritual rain. When that rain comes, not the normal rain, but the special, specific, unique rain coming upon your life. It tells us in Deuteronomy chapter 11, it says in verse 13, it says, and it shall come to pass. Tonight it will come to pass. Tonight it will happen. The blessings of God coming upon you today. And it shall come to pass if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. It says, if you come to this side of the Lord, Satan is over there on one side. God is there on the other side. Satan the destroyer is there on the other side. And God the creator is on the other side here. Satan, the one of darkness, angel of darkness is over there. And God the almighty and the source of light is on the other side. And he says, you make up your mind. If you're going to follow Satan, then there's going to be calamity. Says, but if you hearken to my word, if you listen to me tonight, and then you say, I'm on the Lord's side, and I leave Satan's side, I leave the side of darkness, I leave idolatry, I leave defilement, I leave all abominations, and I cross over, I make up my mind tonight, and I decide, I come to the side of the Lord. He says, if you listen, if you take action, if you move, if you come out of darkness and you come to the light, if you come away from the devil and you come to the God who is our creator, look at what it says in verse 14. It says, then I will give you the rain of your land in the season. It says in due season, and this is that season. It says, once you cross over to the Lord, somebody is crossing over to the Lord there today. I said, somebody is crossing over to the Lord today. Somebody is making up his mind right there. I said, somebody is making up their mind right there. It says, then I will give you rain of your land. It is due time. The first rain and the latter rain. That thou mayest gather in the corn. It says it's going to so bless you that all the things that are scattered in your life will be gathered together. I used to hear good Edo State. Amen. And look at what will follow. When that latter rain comes today, the announcement that God himself is making, that when we turn unto him with all our hearts, with all our soul, with all our mind, I will follow the Lord without reservation. Look at verse 21. That your days may be multiplied.
You
see what the latter rain does? That your days may be multiplied. Premature death will stop in your life. Will stop in your family. And those life-threatening diseases, everything will vanish away. That your days may be multiplied. And the days of your children, God will bless your children. God will bless your offspring. God will bless the citizens of this state in Jesus' name. In the land which the Lord went to your fathers to give them. Listen to the last line there. The time of the latter rain. Look at the result there in the last line. And the time of the showers of blessing. Look at the result there in the last line. As the days of heaven upon the earth. That's God making announcements. That's the proclamation of the Lord himself. He said, for you, it will be as the days of heaven upon the earth. There's no sin in heaven, sin will get out of your life. There's no sickness in heaven, sickness will get out of your life. Evil spirits are not in heaven, all the powers of darkness will get out of your life. There's no oppression in heaven. Oppression will get out of your life. Blessing as the days of heaven upon the earth. And look at Joel chapter 2. The latter rain. The announcement of the latter rain. The proclamation of the latter rain. The goodness of God upon your life in the latter rain. The fullness of his outpouring in the latter rain. The latter rain that God promised, he promised to everyone, every single person in his kingdom. You come out of the kingdom of darkness and you come into the kingdom of light. I see you coming. You're making up your mind. I will serve the Lord. I see you coming. I will serve the Lord. Are you the person I'm talking about? You will serve the Lord. I said you will serve the Lord. Idols, bye bye forever. Sin, bye bye forever. Crime, bye bye forever. Thanks, bye bye forever. All the stealing, bye bye forever. And those dirty habits, bye bye forever. Give me a good amen there now. Then Joel chapter 2, reading from verse 23. He says, be glad then. If you're coming out of your darkness, be glad then. If you're coming out of that wilderness, be glad then. Be glad then, you children of Zion. Rejoice in the Lord your God. For he has given you the former rain moderately. And it will cause to come down for you the rain. The former rain and the latter rain in the first month. Look at this in verse 25. And I will restore unto you the years that the locusts have eaten. That's the announcement of the Lord. He says, I look at your life and I look at every good thing you have lost. I'm going to restore unto you every good thing you have lost in your life. Your family, he'll restore the family. Children, he'll restore the children. And your good life, he'll restore the good life. Your freedom, he'll restore the freedom. He says, and I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten. All that the evil spirits have stolen from your life. All that the evil powers have eaten from your life. All the devouring beasts that have come to your life, everything will vanish away. It's the announcement of the latter rain.
He
says showers are coming. Showers are coming there. I said showers are coming there. Coming upon your life. It tells us in that verse 25, all that the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, the great army which I sent among you, he said everything will vanish away. Verse 26, and ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. Joy will come in fullness once again. Satisfaction will come once again. Suicide will stop in your family. What do people commit suicide? I'm fed up. Nobody loves me. I don't even love anybody. I'm fed up. Things are hard. I turn here. There's problem. I turn there. There's disaster. I turn there. There's calamity. I turn there. Hopelessness everywhere. They say, what am I doing here? Dissatisfaction of your life will vanish away tonight. It will satisfy your life with joy. Your family, you'll see your husband, there'll be joy.
You'll
see your wife, there'll be joy.
You'll
see your children, your parents, there'll be joy.
You
go to the place of work. You used to go to the place of work. When you're going in the morning, your heart is beating. I don't know what I'm going to meet today. It will turn your enemies to become your friends. In the community,
you
used to sneak into your house when you're coming. I don't want them to see me. Once they see me, I have bad dreams, I have this, I have that. That's why your life is like lost life. But thank God for tonight. Somebody there said, thank God tonight. Satisfaction will come to you in Jesus' name.
It
tells us in that verse 26, and praise the name of the Lord your God that has dealt wondrously with you. Tonight, wonders will come to your life. It's the announcement of the latter rain. It's the proclamation of the latter rain. It's the showers he wants to bring upon your life today. And this is wonderful. The last line of verse 26, this is wonderful. I said, this is wonderful. Somebody help me shout wonderful. And my people shall never be ashamed. The reproach of your life, it will take away. The problems of your life, it will take away. All those tears, it will wipe away. Life will become more pleasant. Life will become enjoyable. Joy here to the right, joy here to the left. As we're moving forward, there will be joy in your life. Satisfaction in your life. They will be asking, what makes you happy so? And you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel. And that I am the Lord your God. And none else. And again, my people shall never be ashamed. Look at verse 32. And it shall come to pass. It's coming to pass in your life today. And it shall come to pass. I rejoice with you. I congratulate you. Because it will come to pass in your life tonight. And it shall come to pass that whosoever I can't hear the name. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Final. Salvation has come. Final. Healing has come. Final. Deliverance has come. Did you hear the announcement? Of the latter rain? What is it to remain in the agony of the lost rain? Let me show you briefly the people that are living in the wilderness. If you have heard about the wilderness before, the children of Israel lived in the wilderness. Every day there was something to grumble about. Every time there was something to murmur about. Every moment there was something to complain about. As long as there was no joy, there was no peace, there was no unity, there was no faith. They were living in darkness, and they were walking, and life was weary for them. Discouragement came to them, disappointment came to them. They didn't experience the rain, and the Lord was telling them, you're passing through your own man-made wilderness. Apart from the normal wilderness, you make your own life weary and dreary. You cause your own sorrow. The agony of the lost rain. When people have lost the rain, it happened in the land of Israel. No rain, no joy, no peace, no satisfaction, no fulfillment. Everything was there to make them happy. Everything was there to make them blessed. But of their own making, they made their lives to be the life of agony and the life of suffering. How did that happen? How could that happen to them? Look at Jeremiah chapter 3. I'm reading here from verse 3. Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 3. It tells us in chapter 3, verse 3. And it's telling, it was telling the children of Israel, also telling you. It says, therefore, the showers have been withholding. It says, therefore, it's been talking about their lives, their attitude, their crimes, their sins, their transgression. He said, I'm surprised that you have a lot of good things waiting for you, and yet you choose to remain in your sin. Therefore, the showers have been withholding. There has been no latter rain. He said, I know the announcement I made. I know the proclamation I made. I know the blessing I wanted to give you. I know the declaration of the showers of blessing. But look at this. The latter rain is withholding. And thou hast a worse hair, forehead. He said, they were stubborn in their abomination. They were rigid in their wickedness. He said, they were sold to crime. He said, because of that, all the rain I wanted to bring on you, I couldn't. But tonight, something will change over there. I said, tonight, something will change over there. He said, thou refused to be ashamed. Can you think of a lady into prostitution and she's not ashamed? Can you think of somebody doing criminal things that will lead him to the prison and then is bold faced and is not ashamed? Can you think about a person that is doing something dirty, something defiling, something abominable, and everybody is saying, how could you do this? How could you do this? And the fellow just has a kind of a stony face and is not ashamed. And then the Lord is saying, that's why the rain is withholding from you. Now he says in verse 4, we can turn this thing around. Your life can turn around tonight.
I
said your life will turn around tonight.
Oh,
since you have been in a seat when I can do whatever I want to do.
And
calamities in your life. Sickness in your life. All the problems are overshadowing your life. Your talent and your ability you cannot express. And you are the hindrance to your own joy. Because of that kind of rigidity in evil.
It
says in verse 4. Look at verse 4. Will thou not from this time cry unto me, my father, thou art the guide of my youth. After he has told us that he has withheld the latter rain, and the showers are not coming down because of refusing to turn around. Oh, he says, but the door of mercy is not closed. I can open the door for you. The door to the latter rain is not closed. I can open the door for you. And the announcement of the latter rain has not been cancelled. Only you will come and cry unto the Lord and say, my Father, my Creator, my Redeemer, the one that will bless me, I return to you. You are returning tonight. I said you are returning tonight. You know, some people say, well, if that is my, this is what God wants for me. Sickness, calamity, bondage, problem, no progress, enemy, darkness, bad dreams. If that is my predestination, if that is what God has chosen for me, he said, no, I'm not choosing that for you. You chose that for yourself. Your iniquities, your sins, your crime, your bad behavior, your immoral life, your idol worship, all those things I was told you good things from you.
He
says, but now you will change. Now you will turn around. Now you will call on the name of the Lord. Now you will say, since the opportunity is still there, I'm going to have the blessing of the Lord. Somebody there tonight is reconnecting with the blessing of the Lord. Somebody there tonight, where are you? Praise the Lord, you will reconnect. I said you will reconnect. Light will come to your life. Salvation will come to you there. Forgiveness will come to you there. Fruitfulness will come to you there. The favor of heaven will come upon your life. Once you make up your mind, Lord, I realize and I turn and I repent and I hold on to Jesus, my Savior tonight. Something beautifully wonderful will happen to you. Jeremiah chapter 30. Jeremiah chapter 30. Look at verse 15 first before I go to the other part. Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 15. It says, why Christ thou for thine affliction.
He
said, are you crying for your affliction? Are you crying for the oppression? Are you crying for the incurable disease? You brought it on yourself. Whatever a man sows, that you will reap. Don't you understand that sowing and reaping is a law that is established from heaven? If it's a boy, if it's a girl, if it's a man, if it's a woman, if it's an educated man, if it's an illiterate that sows corn, corn will come up. Whatever you sow, that's what you reap. And whoever you are, you're educated, or you're an illiterate, and you sow wickedness, of course, suffering will come. And these people that God was talking to, they had sown wickedness. They sowed iniquity. They sowed a transgression. And now calamity came on them. The agony of the lost rain. Why Christ thou for thine affliction? Thy sorrow is incurable. Look at this. For the multitude of thine iniquity. Because thy sins were increased. I have done these things unto thee. He's saying that is the result of the bad life we sow, the careless life we live. But he says, tonight we can turn it around. Somebody there tonight, we can turn this thing around. Your darkness will turn to light. Your sickness will be healed. Your oppression will be taken away. The power of darkness will be consoled in your life. If what we sowed is what is bringing suffering in our lives, dig it up. Throw it away. The wickedness you sow, dig it up. Throw it away. And that iniquity, dig it up. Throw it away. All the plant that the Heavenly Father has not planted in our lives. The life we live that brings suffering and calamity. Tonight, we're going to turn away from that. Somebody there tonight, we're turning away. We're coming into blessing. We're coming into forgiveness. We're coming into salvation. And we're coming into satisfaction. It will turn things around in your life. Better times are coming. Richer times are coming. Blessed times are coming. Because now we have the abundance of the Lord's rain. The Lord himself is saying, okay, turn to me and I will turn to you. Call upon me and I will answer you. Ask.
No.
For all the blessings that you have lost. We're coming back to Zechariah chapter 10 verse 1. Zechariah chapter 10 verse 1. It says, ask ye of the Lord. Don't ask of an idol. Ask ye of the Lord. Don't ask of occultism. Ask ye of the Lord. Don't ask from a mere man that puts himself almost as God. Ask ye of the Lord. Don't go to the shrine of the devil to ask. He doesn't have salvation. He doesn't have redemption. He doesn't have deliverance. Only God has that salvation. There's no other name given among men whereby we can be saved. It's the name of Jesus. Ask ye of the Lord. Somebody is asking tonight. Ask ye of the Lord in the time of the latter rain. So the Lord shall make bright clouds and give them showers of rain to everyone, grass in the field. It's happening to you tonight. But you will ask. Hosea chapter 10. Hosea chapter 10. I'm reading from verse 12. It says, sow to yourself in righteousness.
You'll
be sowing wickedness, dig that up and burn it up. We sow into occultism, dig it up and burn it up. All the covenants were powers of darkness. Take that away from your life and say, I come to God, the mighty God, the powerful God, the God of light. I get away from the God of darkness. He says, sow to yourself in righteousness. All those evil ways, dig them up and throw them away. And now repent of all your sins. Sow to yourself in righteousness and reap in mercy and break up your fallow ground. That heart that is hard, you can injure another person. Your heart will not feel any kind of guilt. It says, that you break up your fallow ground. That's saying that I will do what I will do. I don't feel guilty. I don't feel condemned. I say what I want to say. I go where I want to go. I can abuse and insult anybody. I can demolish, destroy anything. And I'm ready for another kind of season of destruction.
He said,
blessings don't come that way. He says, you break up your fallow ground. For it is time to seek the Lord. It is time to seek the Lord. Somebody there is seeking the Lord today. I said somebody there is seeking the Lord today. It is time to seek the Lord until he come and rain righteousness upon you. The abundance of the Lord's rain. There's a time among the children of
Israel.
There was no rain. For 3 years, people were dying. People were suffering. There was nothing to eat. The farms were not bringing up anything. There was no joy in the land. All the blessings of the Lord, their promise, nothing was there. And Elijah then came to them. And he asked them a question. And he said, how halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be Lord, then serve him. If the Lord be our God, serve him. If it's Baal, serve him. The Bible says their mouths were short. Guilt shut their mouth. Condemnation shut their mouth. Their own sin shut their mouth. They couldn't answer him a word. And so Elijah said, all right now, let's see who is the true God. He said, all these worshippers of Baal, let him dress, let them dress the altar. Make the altar and dress a sacrifice. Let them call to their God Baal, the God that brings fire, that God will serve. And the people say, that's right, you've said well. All those followers of the false God, they cried and cried and cried, and there was nothing. So Elijah came and said, get aside. He repaired the altar of the Lord. The altar of the Lord in your heart is being repaired right now. You're making up your mind, I'm going the right direction. I'm going to serve the Lord. All those wasted years of serving the devil, everything will stop tonight. And then he told them to pour water around the trenches. And then he said, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, let these people know that you have turned their hearts again. And the fire came down upon the altar. Fire of revival is coming down today. The fire of repentance is coming down today. The fire of renewal is coming down today. And then after that, they took away all the prophets of Baal. Those were the hindrances to the announcement of the latter rain. And now the Lord was able to bring the rain. And so they got rid of anything that will hinder the rain. And then Elijah told Ahab,
he
said, get ready. There's a sound of the abundance of rain. I'm telling you tonight now, there's a sound of the abundance of rain. It's coming upon your life right there. And then he prayed. And he told the servant to go and check up. And the servant came back. I said, I see nothing. You didn't look very well. I'm going to tell you to check up tonight. Check up those blinders, they'll be open. You say, Pastor, I didn't see anything. You didn't check up very well. Then he sent him the second time. He came back and said, I see nothing. You must see something. Somebody there, you'll see something tonight. Somebody there, you'll see miracle tonight. Somebody there, the rain will fall tonight. And then he came back the seventh time. Said, prophet, I see. I see. The cloud like a man's hand. He said, that's enough. that little feeling that you have, that little evidence you have, that little change you have, I see. And then he said, go tell Ahab, before a few minutes, the rain came down like never before. That's how it's going to happen tonight. I said, that's how it's going to happen tonight. But you take the first step. You turn away from all those things that have brought the calamity and the suffering in your life. You turn away from your sin and you turn to the Savior and say, Jesus is my Savior. He will forgive you. He will change your life. Say, Lord, I come with all my heart, all my soul, all my mind. I've decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. And just come out of darkness tonight. Come out of sin tonight. Come out of your transgression tonight. Come out of that gang tonight. Come out of those crimes tonight. Say, Lord, I come. He will receive you. He will put salvation in your soul. Joy in your soul. Forgiveness in your life. And then after that, the rain of miracles will begin to fall. Are you ready there? I said, are you ready there? I said, Edo State, are you ready there? It's bowed and eyes closed. The time of the latter rain. The season of the latter rain. Showers of blessing. Showers of blessing. You're going to take the first step now. You're turning away from everything that has withheld the latter rain from falling upon your life. You're turning away from everything that has stopped the showers of blessing from coming upon your life. It's bowed and eyes closed. If you say, I'm coming out of darkness, praise the Lord. I'm coming out of my sin, praise the Lord. I'm coming out of everything that has stopped the blessing of God for my life. Wherever you are, you raise up your hand and the wonders will begin in your life. Wherever you are, I'm coming out of darkness, out of wickedness, out of sin, out of transgression, out of evil, out of disobedience. I'm coming out right now. I'm coming to God for forgiveness. I'm coming to Christ for salvation. In Jesus' name we pray. Keep up that hand and keep on standing up. You have taken the best step you ever took in your life. You're taking the best decision you ever took in your life. Forgiveness is coming now. Salvation is coming now. Blessing is coming upon your life now. Rest of that time. Keep standing. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight. We bless your name. You said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And these have raised up their hands. Coming out of darkness, coming out of their sin, coming out of their evil, coming out of their crimes, coming out of that gang, coming out of those associations. And Lord, when they get back home, they'll burn all the things that associate them with evil and with Satan. According to your promise, forgive them in Jesus' name. Let the peace of God come to them. Let pardon, forgiveness come to them. And let the joy of salvation come to them. And the grace to now live in newness of life. That victory to live in newness of life. Grant to every one of them now in Jesus' name. They believe and we believe that Jesus died for them on the cross of Calvary. And he said, it is finished. And I pray from the shedding of the blood of Jesus for them. I pray all their sins will be finished tonight in Jesus' name. And I pray, Lord, a new life will begin. Grace will come into their lives. Righteousness in their lives. Peace in their lives. And a new life in them in Jesus' name. Thank you for the answer. In Jesus' name we pray. Let us state, amen. As you raise up your hand, mention that thing to God right now. Mention the name. You know the name. You know the problem. And then when I pray now, it's a confirmation. And whatever it is, after the prayer, when you hear the final Edo state, amen, check up, it's done already. Mention the problem to God of you. Okay, let's pray then. Father, in Jesus' name. Well, thank you tonight because there are showers here today. And there will be showers upon every life. Showers of blessing. Showers of healing. Showers of miracle. Showers of wonders. Showers of deliverance. Pour it upon everyone in Jesus' name. You are a loving God. You are not a partial God. You said you'll give the showers to every single blade, every single grass in the field. And so I pray for everyone that the showers of your miracle will come upon every soul, everyone here tonight, in Jesus' name. Your power will not fail on anyone. The authority will not fail on anyone. The announcement, the proclamation of the showers will come upon everyone. But Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. What you did in other places, you are doing here. And we're asking, Lord, you confirm your miracle, confirm your healing, confirm your deliverance in every life here tonight in Jesus' name. The spirit of madness, I command you, come out in Jesus' name. Epilepsy, come out in Jesus' name. I pray for every form of swelling. Swelling any part of the body, visible externally, or it is internal. I pray right now the hand of the Lord will touch you. Swelling be removed in Jesus' name. I pray for those who have long-standing sicknesses, incurable diseases. Tonight, Lord, I pray you stretch forth your healing hand. Incurable disease, I command you, come out in Jesus' name. All those cancer germs die off from their body right now. Cancer patient be healed in Jesus' name. I pray that that tuberculosis will be healed right now. Be healed in Jesus' name. Also, be healed in Jesus' name. The problem of breathing, the asthma, I pray that you are touched or healed right now in Jesus' name. And yet then your body, I command, come out in Jesus' name. Whatever it is that is bringing that issue of blood in your life, I pray that that issue of blood will dry up right now. Be healed in Jesus' name. I pray for those who are deaf and dumb. I pray Lord, sound will come into your ears right now. And your voice will come out clear in Jesus' name. Deaf man, deaf woman, open the Lord, open those ears right now. Dumb tongue, speak out in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray for those who are blind. The bandage of the devil will be removed. Cataract will vanish away. Glaucoma will vanish away. The dimness of sight will vanish away. Lord, touch those dim, blind eyes now. Open those eyes in Jesus' name. See clearly. Your vision to come back. Dimness to vanish away. Lord, confirm it for them in Jesus' name. I pray for those who have broken bones. I pray, Lord, mend those broken bones now. Strengthen those bones right now. Rise up and walk in Jesus' name. I pray for those who have stroke. And I pray that that stroke will vanish away. Stretch for that hand. Stretch for that leg. Be healed in Jesus' name. Paralysis, get out in Jesus' name. Lameness, vanish away in Jesus' name. Your spinal cord to receive strength. Your body structure to receive strength. If that will come out of that wheelchair, drop those crutches. You are made whole in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray that everywhere outside the stadium, within the stadium, in every section, every pavilion, manifest your power. Manifest that deliverance. Manifest that healing. Receive your miracle in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The showers have come down. Showers of healing. Showers of wonders. Showers of deliverance. Perform it in every life. In Jesus' name I pray. And on stage, amen. A final Edo stage showers of blessing. Amen. It is done. I said it is done. I said it is done. Check up. You see the miracle there.
It has happened. I say it has happened. Tonight, check up right there now. Please, as you see it, don't say praise the Lord. We are going to listen to some striking ones immediately now. Blind eyes have been opened. We want to hear the shout of praise the Lord. By my left hand side, let them be bringing them out. Quickly. Don't go here. We'll listen to some, just some few. Please, our deputy governor is still sitting down. No vehicle will move until he has left. So we are going to honor him. So just please check up. If you have been healed, our ushers, let me bring them out. Let me bring them out quickly. Please, our ushers, let bring them, our workers, let bring them out.
Ushers,
let's go down quickly, bring them out. And interview them. Let's send the first one there. Brother Doga, please quickly ask them, let them come if they are finished interviewing. Bring the first person to the front here. You tell us your name and what God have done for you. Let's be fast. Give her the microphone.
Praise the Lord.
Is that how you can say hallelujah?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God.
What is your name?
My name is Mary Odessi.
Yes.
I get better since last year. As in, if I go to scan, they tell me that there's no baby inside. But my feeling, I know I'm pregnant. Just now, I heard that they are doing cousin Ogbe Stadium. That's why I just said, okay, let me just come. So come and receive my healing. I'll be going over everywhere. There's no solution. You tell me, say, it's this, there's no tell me, it's that. I was just walking normal. Who see me don't have that I'm pregnant. But just now when daddy was just praying, if you have faith, believe. I don't believe. I just see my from my back, something don't move. It's on my front. I just surprised. That not beside I what can just now. I surprised that. Praise the Lord. I was surprised.
The Lord has confirmed it in Jesus' name. You will deliver and come and give your testimony. That movement is a movement by the power of the Lord. Let's give a clap offering to Jesus. The next person, quick. The next person. God bless you. Your name?
Master Jesus!
Tell us your name.
My name is Mrs. Ndubisi Francisca. Today, I am so grateful to God. I thank God for what He has done for me this evening.
Go ahead.
I couldn't believe it with my eyes. Yesterday, my stomach was paining me seriously. Before, I was having appendicitis. Later, the thing will come up. Later, it will go down. It will come up. It will go down. At the end of it, I was scared. I said, God, I don't want this thing to burst in my stomach. I don't really know. But I don't want it, please. The thing started again. Oh, my stomach. It was like they were using something that is needle to pierce my stomach. I said, okay, I have to send the nanny. I said, please help me to buy food. She bought food for me. I ate.
Go when ahead. I came As out, you came this evening,
at the
what
end
happened?
Of it, I still came back. The thing was still paining me. When I came here this evening, as daddy was praying, I said, God, my own miracle, I must receive it this night. As I laid my hand on my stomach, he said, anywhere that is the subject that we should lay our hand. I laid my hand on my stomach. At the end of it, behold, this evening, after the prayers, I was still praying. I said, God, you are going to show me. Because everywhere, both my waist here, all of them, it was like as if they put heavy stone on me. But today, this evening, God has done it.
It's
Thank
good.
You, Jesus.
Praise
God, I am so
the
grateful.
Lord.
Praise Master Jesus.
Arusa. That appendicitis is gone in Jesus' name.
It's gone.
Let's give a clap of intro to Jesus. The next. Clap for Jesus. You are healed. Your name?
Praise the Lord. My name is Favour Tochukwu. I'm from Uniben, LT1. I want to bless the name of the Lord for what He did to me. By the grace of God, I'm saved. Yesterday, the LGBT leader told us I would be coming here for decoration. I was like, God, my hand and my leg was paining me. I don't even know where this mysterious hand pain and leg pain came from. I just told Him bluntly that I'm not going to come, but I'll come for the program by 4. When I went to class, okay, that yesterday evening, I wanted to wash some clothes, but I could not. My hand was seriously paining me. I was like, God, where did this hand pain come from? I just had to rinse the cloth and spread the cloth like that. I said, okay, let me just rush down here and decorate the house of God. And after that, God will richly bless me. So when I came here in the morning, I was decorating. You know, I was cleaning pastor's chair. My hand was seriously paining me. The girl by my side, virtue, she was like, give me, let me help you to clean pastor's chair. I was like, no, I'm going to clean the pastor's chair where the man of God is going to sit down. And after this thing, this hand and leg pain is going to be gone. I even had to take off my shoes when I was cleaning the altar. The hand was still seriously paining me. I said, no, as I'm cleaning the altar of the man of God that is going to stand and preach the word, God is seriously going to bless me.
What happened now?
And when the prayer was going on, He told us to lay our hands where it was paining us. I laid my hands on my hand. I was like, what about my leg? So I just had to lay my hands on my head. I said, from the whole of my body, God is going to heal me. But now I can't find the hand pain and leg pain.
It's
Praise
gone.
The Lord.
Let's clap for the Lord. The next. Please, quick. Our deputy governor is still seated, so we honor him. Let's not move around. Quickly. The next. Quickly.
Praise the Lord. I want to thank God for the thing you do for me for this evening now.
Your name?
My name is Sylvester Agbede. Sylvester Grace. The thing when God do for me for this evening now, this speaking, it don't reach 4 years. Now when place they do one. As a pastor, they make sure place, they pray. Now so the beginning all fall for ground. All the hand when they pay and the 2 hands, all the job finish. Nothing again.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus.
Praise the Lord. The Lord has healed him. Young man, you are free. You are healed. No more epilepsy. Let's clap for Jesus. Next, quickly.
For over 20 years, I have not been able to hear with this my left hand.
Wonderful.
So about 2 weeks ago, I was having scratches in this my right ear because it's only this right ear I've been using to hear. This left one I'll be totally blocked. Deaf. So last week I was feeling itchy, so I now asked my wife to come and help me to scratch it. So she now scratched the ear. So after some time, I started feeling a kind of echoing in the ear. I could not hear well, so I did not even complain to her. So this evening, while we were praying, I discovered that echoing just disappeared.
It has gone.
And the other ear, so while the man of God said we should place our hand where we have that problem, so I placed the hand in my ear. So after the prayer, I was trying to check. So I now picked my phone. I now called my wife. I now placed the phone on that ear. The first time I placed it, I was not hearing what she was saying. I now dialed the number again. I now called it. Behold, that ear that I've been there for over 20 years, I started receiving
the ear.
That ear. Praise the Lord.
That's
praise the Lord.
That ears open. Is that the much you can shout praise the Lord? Next. Quickly, your name.
Lord, my name is Benjamin Odio. I have the problem for the 5 years, 6 years now. I'll be having serious pain on the left hand of my stomach here. So I met a doctor friend of mine. I complained to him. He said I should go and do checkup. He said, but he's believing that it's a kidney problem. I cannot breathe successfully. When I'm asleep, I cannot use this side of my side to sleep in the night. I always sleep with the right side of my head. So this evening, as the man of God was praying, he now said we should lay our hand on that place where that he cannot measure all the diseases, that we should place our hand on that place. So I placed my hand on this place. So as he was praying, I had a heat. It's like something hit me on my...
The power
of
God came.
It's that very place that I'm having that pain. As I'm speaking to you right now, the pain has gone.
It's gone.
I don't have any pain again.
I say it's gone.
Oh, Lord,
you are
here
in Jesus' name.
Amen.
God bless you, my brother. You can go. Enjoy your healing. Next. Please, there are other things that God is doing.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Your name?
My name's Sister Naomi Anzeta. I came right from north. As I land here, I couldn't even be able to sit down. I lie down flat. Even as the preaching is going on, I begin to receive. Any word that come, I receive. So at the time of showers of blessing, I lift up my hands. So as he's pouring the blessings and healings, words, I just felt my stomach as if it punched. And I see it flat. Praise the Lord. In fact, my leg that I'm having egg in everywhere. I felt no any heaviness in my body again.
It's gone.
I thought that it's not. Because I've been going all around, even in my place. People knows me, pastors knows me with problems. I begin to lean, and people used to fear me. I don't know what is it. I changed, even in my beauty. I thank God that God has done it for me this evening.
Tonight you are
it's
here.
It's a marvelous thing to me. And I know that the healing is permanent. I suffer for fear so many years. They say hepatitis and freed
you are healed in Jesus'
I am
name.
Today in the mighty name of
Jesus. Let's clap for Jesus.
Okay,
you are cured.